Chapter 3, Delivering the Prostitute. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions in his Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anta Leela 3.95-98. Hari Dasir Gunagan Asankhya Apar Keho Kon Amshe Varni Na Pai Par Chaitanya Mangalesh Vrindavana Das Hari Dasir Gun Kichu Kuriyachin Prakash Sab Kaha Na Jai Hari Dasir Charit Keho Kichu Kahi Karite Apna Pavitra Vrindavan Das Jaha Na Kaila Varnan Hari Dasir Gun Kichu Shun Bhaktagan. The transcendental qualities of Srila Haridas Thakur are innumerable and unfathomable, and no one is capable of describing them completely. Therefore, whoever describes his qualities in fact describes only a portion of them, because they have no end. And in Sri Chaitanya Mangal, now known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has described the qualities of Srila Haridas Thakur to some extent. Though no one can describe all the qualities of Srila Haridas Thakur, some have tried to describe a portion of them just to purify themselves. I am describing only these qualities of Srila Haridas Thakur that Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has not described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. O devotees, please hear them. The envious Ramchandra Khan. At the time when Srila Haridas Thakur was residing in Venopol, the Jamindar, means landowner of the village, was a person named Ramchandra Khan. He was inimical toward Vaishnavas, religious principles, and the Supreme Lord Himself. He became very envious when he saw the people of Venopol offering great respect to Srila Haridas Thakur and thought, I am the landlord of this place, but instead of offering respects to me, people are offering them to this wretched Muslim dressed as a Vaishnava. If I could somehow or other disgrace him in front of others, they would start to hate him. It is certainly rare to find people who can tolerate the fame and glorification of those more qualified than themselves. Most people, upon hearing somebody else being glorified, harbor an inner desire to bring harm to that person. They then want to disgrace him publicly by charging him with false allegations. Instead of appreciating his qualities with broad-mindedness, they only try to find faults and shortcomings in him while closing their eyes to his good qualities. They are like vultures who use their high perch only to search for filth. In this very same way, Ramchandra Khan began nurturing various inimical thoughts towards Srila Haridas Thakur. These inimical thoughts entered his mind due to Vaishnava apradh, offenses against the Vaishnavas, which gave rise to an envious attitude towards the devotees. Ramchandra Khan began to search out faults in Srila Haridas Thakur, thinking that only when he could expose those faults would anyone listen to him. However, he could by no means find any fault in the character of Srila Haridas Thakur, who was a treasure house of virtuous qualities. Having thus failed, despite his great endeavor, Ramchandra Khan summoned prostitutes to put into action a plot that would bring about Srila Haridas Thakur's downfall. Considering Srila Haridas Thakur to be a lusty person like himself, Ramchandra Khan thought, if the mere tinkling of the beautiful Menaka's ankle bells were enough to break the meditation of sage Vishwamitra after thousands of years, then what chance does an immature ascetic like Haridas have to save himself from the lures of a young woman? These prostitutes will prove to be infallible weapons capable of disgracing Haridas. It is seen in this world that people strive to win over women even at the cost of their wealth and properties. When wounded by the arrow-like glances of a woman, they consider the opulence of Indra to be as significant as straw. and yearned for that woman's association to remedy their wounds. Considering all this, Ramchandra Khan said to the prostitutes, "I want all of you to ruin Haridasa's vows of renunciation." Among those prostitutes was a beautiful young girl named Laksha Hira. Intoxicated by the pride of her youth and beauty, she confidently said, "I will steal the mind of that ascetic Haridas within just 3 days and make his heart restless. I will deviate his mind from his bhajan and make him enamored with me." Upon hearing her, Ramchandra Khan said, "I shall send one of my men with you. He will catch you with Haridas red-handed and bring you both to me." The prostitute replied, "First let me unite with him once, then I shall take your man with me the second time." Ramchandra Khan approved this plan. Laksha Hira's attempts to seduce him. At night, after dressing herself more charmingly, the prostitute went with great delight to the cottage of Srila Haridas Thakur. There, he was loudly chanting the holy names in great ecstasy. The prostitute first offered obeisances to the tulsi plant outside the cottage, and thereafter approached the doorway and offered obeisances to Srila Haridas Thakur. She may have done this because of the cottage's sanctified nature, which was due to the chanting of Srila Haridas Thakur, the personified deity of congregational chanting. Or she may have simply been making a show of respecting him. Regardless, the sinful prostitute unknowingly followed two limbs of bhakti by paying obeisance to Tulasi and to Srila Haridas Thakur, the best of Vaishnavas. After offering obeisances to Srila Haridas Thakur, the prostitute stood by the door. Gradually, she removed some of her clothing to expose parts of her body and then sat down on the doorstep. In a sweet voice, she said, "O Thakur, you are so handsome and have just entered your youth. What woman could control her mind after seeing you? Seeing your youthful beauty, my mind is becoming restless. I eagerly desire to unite with you and have reached such a state that I will not be able to remain alive if I do not do so." After hearing the prostitute's words, Srila Haridas Thakur replied, "I shall certainly accept you, but I have yet to complete my fixed number of rounds. I do not do anything until I have completed my regular amount of chanting. Please sit and listen to the chanting of holy name until I am finished. After that, I will surely fulfill your desire." The truth of his promise. Disregarding the ill desires of the prostitute, Srila Haridas Thakur only thought of delivering her. This is befitting a Vaishnava. By asking her to hear the most auspicious chanting of the holy name, he advised her to follow one of the primary limbs of devotion. Srila Haridas Thakur had firm faith that if the prostitute would sit and hear him chant the holy name, then her heart would be cleansed. The lust within her would completely disappear, and she would become inquisitive about the conclusive truth in regard to the holy name, Nam Tattva. That is why Srila Haridas Thakur promised that as soon as he finished his fixed number of rounds, he would surely accept her. He actually meant that when he knew her to be a sincere spiritual practitioner, he would accept her and answer whatever questions or doubts she would put forth. If Srila Haridas Thakur was even slightly motivated to fulfill the desire professed by the prostitute, he would not have cared to finish his regular chanting, nor would he have cared for his regulative principles. It would have become impossible for him to chant the whole night in the presence of that young and beautiful lady. Unable to understand the deep meaning behind Srila Haridas Thakur's words, the prostitute took only their external meaning and patiently sat down. Srila Haridas Thakur again began to chant loudly, and thus the prostitute heard the pure holy names. The light of morning appeared, but Srila Haridas Thakur had still not finished his daily rounds. Seeing that it was morning, the prostitute stood up and left. She went to Ramchandra Khan and told him, Haridas has promised that today he will associate with me, so I will certainly have union with him. The prostitute again visited Srila Haridas Thakur the following night. Consoling her, he said, Yesterday you were forced to endure much hardship because of me. The whole night you had to sit silently and stay awake. You couldn't even sleep, and beyond this, I was unable to fulfill your desire. For this, you must have suffered greatly. I am the person for your suffering, and so I therefore request you to please excuse my offenses. Actually, by giving the prostitute a golden chance to hear the holy name, Srila Haridas Thakur had brought about her eternal welfare. Yet, considering the external trouble she had gone through, Srila Haridas Thakur requested her not to take any offense. Through this, he established the ideal that a Vaishnava by his conduct should not give anxiety to any living entity in any way. He also demonstrated how magnanimous a person who desires true welfare for others must be. Srila Haridas Thakur again reassured the prostitute with the following words, I will certainly accept you, and I am very confident that today I will be able to complete my fixed number of rounds in proper time. Therefore, please sit here and listen attentively while I chant the holy name. Your desires will be fulfilled as soon as I have completed chanting my fixed number of rounds. The prostitute had come to degrade Srila Haridas Thakur only on the insistence of Ramchandra Khan. If she had succeeded in degrading him, she would have received money and riches from Ramchandra Khan as a reward. She had thought that this would enable her to fulfill all her desires. However, Srila Haridas Thakur assured the prostitute, Don't worry, all your desires will be fulfilled as soon as I finish my fixed number of rounds. I will give you a touchstone, Chintamani, that will render insignificant wealth that you would have earned with which you are planning to fulfill your desires. Upon receiving this touchstone, you will never again have to beg for anything from anyone. How glorious is Srila Haridas Thakur! He put great effort into delivering that prostitute who had intended to cause his downfall. Therefore, it is impossible to imagine what he would do for a soul who has taken shelter at his lotus feet without duplicity. It is indeed true that if someone throws pebbles in a milk pot, only milk drops will splash on that person. Similarly, because she came near Srila Haridas Thakur, who was intoxicated by the elixir of Sri Hari Ras, this very Hari Ras sprinkled the prostitute as well. That is why, on that day, after paying her respects to Tulasi and sitting near the door, she also began to chant Hari Hari from time to time while listening to Srila Haridas Thakur's chanting. As a result of hearing Srila Haridas Thakur's chanting, the prostitute herself started to chant. She unintentionally followed a limb of bhakti, kirtan, and consequently, her heart became pure. The holy name began manifesting on her tongue as a result of the following behavior. Having darshan of a Vaishnava, offering obeisances to Tulasi, offering obeisances to a Vaishnava, hearing the holy name chanted by a pure Vaishnava, and visiting and staying for some time in the place where a Vaishnava performs his bhajan. Another entire night slowly passed. By daybreak, the prostitute had become somewhat restless. When Srila Haridas Thakur saw that her restlessness came from considering whether or not he was cheating her, he said, Please see that I am not cheating you in any way. I have taken a vow to perform a sacrifice, means yajna of chanting 10 million names of the Lord in 1 month, which I am now about to finish. I assume that I would be finished by today, and that is why I continued chanting the whole night. Still, I was unable to finish. I'm quite sure that by tomorrow I will have fulfilled my vow. After that, I will associate with you without any hindrance. His use of the word association, Sangha. It is evident that upon hearing Srila Haridas Thakur's words, the prostitute thought he meant he would meet with her to enjoy his material senses. But this could never have been his intention. In the first two instances, Srila Haridas Thakur accepted her and spoke about fulfilling her heart's desire. However, this time he spoke about Sangha, association. The word Sangha is composed of two verbal roots, sam and gam. Sam means completely and gam means obtaining. The Sangha means uniting completely for eternity. Srila Haridas Thakur felt to have eternal Sangha, association through the body is impossible, for such Sangha ceases when the body expires. However, by making the prostitute inclined towards bhajan and establishing her as an eternal servant of the Lord, I will make the relationship between us an eternal one. I shall then always be close to her heart. An objection may be raised in this connection. Why did Srila Haridas Thakur not offer this type of association with her the very first day? Why did he say that he would associate with her the following day? The answer is that the prostitute's heart was not yet favorable to this transcendental type of Sangha with Srila Haridas Thakur. Although by following the aforementioned limbs of bhajan, her sins had been removed and the desires resulting from previous sinful activities had been uprooted, the shadow of sinful desires still remained within her heart. After a tree has been uprooted, it takes time to completely dry up. Similarly, the prostitute's desire to attain material opulence had still not completely vanished from her heart. Some obstacles still remained, which prevented him from giving her his association. Therefore, Srila Haridas Thakur told her, "Tomorrow I will freely associate with you." Hearing Srila Haridas Thakur's words, the prostitute again returned to Ramchandra Khan and told him, "I will certainly unite with Haridas today." She returned to Srila Haridas Thakur that night and, as always, offered her obeisances to Tulasi and to Srila Haridas Thakur. When he saw her, he said, "I am about to finish my rounds and shall certainly fulfill your desires today." Hearing the sweet words of Srila Haridas Thakur, the prostitute sat down in the doorway of the cottage. The whole night passed as she listened to Nam Sankirtan and chanted Hari Hari. Although this night passed in the same way as the previous nights, by the proximity and power of Srila Haridas Thakur association, the prostitute's heart completely transformed. Her desire to satisfy her senses completely vanished. She began feeling ashamed about her conduct. Regretting her misdeeds, her heart burned in the fire of repentance. Feeling extremely regretful, she thought, "On the order of someone who is crooked, lusty, and a seeker of admiration, I plotted to defame such a saintly personality as Srila Haridas Thakur, who is in complete control of his senses, devoted to chanting the names of the Lord, and sympathetic toward the distressed. Fie on me, fie on me." Deliberating on all this, her heart trembled. The prostitute prays for his mercy. The prostitute fell down crying at the lotus feet of Srila Haridas Thakur and said, "I was sent by Ramchandra Khan and I came here with the most abominable desire to degrade you. I have committed a great offense. Being a prostitute, I have committed many sinful activities. I am very fallen, more degraded than an animal. Please be merciful and deliver this fallen soul. This is my only prayer at your lotus feet." hearing the prostitute's words, Srila Haridas Thakur spoke words of disregard about Ramchandra Khan, who was extremely adverse to the Lord. I was aware of the conspiracy of Ramchandra Khan, but I know he is a foolish and ignorant person. He has no idea what he is doing or what the result of his actions will be. So I am not at all offended by this deed of his. It was only to deliver you that I stayed for 3 days. Otherwise, I would have left this place for another. In order to bring forth the glories of both Sri Harinam and Srila Haridas Thakur, whose only shelter was Sri Harinam, the Supreme Lord inspired Srila Haridas Thakur within the heart to deliver the prostitute. It is clearly evident from the above episode that by the mercy of great personalities like Srila Haridas Thakur and by the effect of Sri Harinam, even the most fallen person can be delivered from the ocean of material existence and make his life successful by tasting the sweetness of the holy name. At that time, the prostitute begged for her deliverance and said, O great personality, please instruct me regarding my duties so that I may be delivered from the misery of repeated birth and death. Hearing the prostitute's pleading, Srila Haridas Thakur replied, Donate all your belongings to the Brahmins and start living in this cottage. While staying here, chant Harinam incessantly and serve Tulsi. By doing this, you will soon attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, which will automatically liberate you from material bondage. Mahamantra Initiation. Saying this, Srila Haridas Thakur gave the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to the prostitute and then left that place chanting Hari Hari. Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada writes in his Anubhashya of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 3.178. Although a guru is entitled to all the belongings of his disciple, a Vaishnava guru never accepts their stool-like material possessions. Those who accept their dakshina donations go to the abode of Yam, the Lord of Death, through the dakshin mark, means the southern direction. Vaishnava gurus are not travelers of dakshin mark. Rather, they traverse the Uttar Mark, the northern direction. Therefore, an arrangement has been made for giving material opulence to Karmi Brahmins or Brahmins who are after the fruitative results of their actions. Vaishnava gurus do not follow or look to their disciples expectantly, nor do they accept their wealth and opulence. On the contrary, considering material possessions to be the cause of aversion to Sri Hari, they completely reject them. The only duties of a genuine Vaishnava guru are to help his disciples give up their worldly ego and to refrain from accepting any of his disciples' material possessions for himself. This is a teaching of Srila Haridas Thakur. Following the orders of her Gurudev, the prostitute then returned home to distribute to the Brahmins all the wealth she had laboriously collected. She did so without worrying for her future. She shaved off her hair, wore a single piece of cloth, and then began residing in the run-down cottage abandoned by Srila Haridas Thakur. She began to feel supreme satisfaction there, daily chanting 300,000 holy names while crying incessantly. She served Tulsi every day without fail and would eat only if something came of its own accord. Otherwise, she would remain hungry. Because she chanted the pure name, having followed Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur's order, the prostitute completely conquered her senses. In a short time, Krishna Prem appeared in her heart. Prasiddha Vaishnavi Hailo Param Mahanti Bada Bada Vaishnav Tar Darshanate Janti Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 3.142. She became famous throughout the world as a great Vaishnavi, and even the most exalted devotees came to see her. Seeing such a great transformation in the character of a prostitute, People were astonished and began glorifying Srila Haridas Thakur. Although Ramchandra Khan had tried to discredit and insult Srila Haridas Thakur, the result was just the opposite. The truth is that no harm can come to people who worship Bhagwan without duplicity. Vaishnav Aparadh. Genuine Vaishnavs never take any offense. They do not even consider themselves to be Vaishnavs. Even if someone inflicts harm on them, they consider this to be a reaction resulting from their own sinful activities and do not hold a grudge. However, Bhagwan is always affectionate to his devotees, Bhakta Vatsal, and never forgives those who commit offenses at their lotus feet. He never tolerates offenses towards his devotees, who are completely faultless and are always trying to deliver others. Therefore, the inauspiciousness and disaster that befall one who offends a Vaishnava cannot be compared to any other calamity. The result of offending a Vaishnava is sometimes visible immediately and other times later. Because of the offense, Aparadh of Ramchandra Khan's hostile behavior towards Srila Haridas Thakur, that seed of Aparadh grew into a gigantic tree. Although he was a non-devotee by nature, he turned into a demon by committing offenses against Srila Haridas Thakur. A demon's nature is to try to create problems for the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada mentioned in his commentary of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Anta Leela 3.145. Although Ravan, the son of Vishwarva, was born in a Brahmin family, he became known as a demon due to the offenses he committed at the lotus feet of Sri Vishnu. In a similar way, Ramchandra Khan, because of his offenses against a Vaishnava, came to be known as a demon by society. He soon began to constantly criticize Vaishnava Dharma and disrespect the Vaishnavas. Because of these offenses, which he committed for a long time, he had to face terrible consequences. Sri Nityan Prabhu and Ramchandra Khan. Once while spreading Prema Bhakti in Gaura Desh and destroying atheists, the omnipotent Sri Nityan Prabhu, who is not different from Baldev Prabhu, arrived at the house of Ramchandra Khan. He sat on the Durga Mandap, a place for worshipping the goddess Durga. With him were many Vaishnavas, and so the courtyard in front of the Durga Mandap became completely full. When, from within his house, Ramchandra Khan saw that Sri Nityan Prabhu had arrived with many followers, he instructed his servant to go to him. The servant came to Sri Nityan Prabhu and spoke as follows. O great soul, I have been sent by Ramchandra Khan. He says that his house belongs to a landlord, not just an ordinary householder. You won't find a place to stay here. Come with me and I will arrange for your accommodation in the home of a householder. Also, the size of this place is insufficient for the many people who have come with you. That is why a big cow shed would be a perfect place for you all to stay. Come, I will take you there. Sri Nityan Prabhu became extremely angry upon hearing the words of Ramchandra Khan's servant and he came out of the Durga Mandap. In truth, the omnipotent Sri Nityan Prabhu had come there only to punish Ramchandra Khan for the offenses he had committed at the lotus feet of Sri Haridas Thakur. In an angry mood, Sri Nityan Prabhu laughed loudly and said tellingly, Ramchandra is indeed right. This place is certainly unfit for me to stay. It is fit only for the low-class murderers of cows. Speaking in this way, Sri Nityan Prabhu, along with his associates, left that place in an angry mood. To punish Ramchandra Khan, Sri Nityan Prabhu avoided staying in the same village as him. After Sri Nityan Prabhu had gone, Ramchandra Khan contemplated that his place had been rendered impure. because Sri Nityam Prabhu and his associate had sat there. Therefore, displaying the peak of his blasphemy, he ordered his servants, "Go and dig up the dirt where that sannyasi was sitting and throw it far away. Then, purifying it by smearing it with cow dung," his servant did as he ordered. But the envious and demoniac Ramchandra Khan was still not peaceful at heart. Although Ramchandra Khan was a landlord, due to his thief-like mentality, he never paid taxes to the king. The Muslim king therefore became angry and sent his Muslim minister, along with a few officials, to collect taxes from Ramchandra Khan. The minister made Ramchandra Khan's Durga Mandap his residence for 3 days and tied up Ramchandra Khan along with his wife and children. He slaughtered and cooked their cows. He not only plundered Ramchandra Khan's house, but plundered the whole village for these 3 days. In this way, Ramchandra Khan's noble rank, wealth, followers, position, and so on were all lost, and the whole village remained desolate for a long time. Thus, the entire village had to pay for the offense committed by Ramchandra Khan. All the villagers had to suffer because of their association with one undesirable person. The scripture says, "Mahantere apaman je desh gram hai, ek janer dosh sab desh ujadai." Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila 3.164. Wherever someone offends an exalted devotee, that whole country or village become desolate due to that person's fault. How frightful is Vaishnava Prad. Due to his envy of Srila Haridas Thakur, Ramchandra Khan sowed a seed of Aparad. This seed bore the fruit of enviousness towards Akhand Guru Tattva, means the undivided principle of Sri Guru, Sri Nityananda himself, and as a result, Ramchandra Khan was completely ruined.